Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Most of the first colonists in what is now the United States came from England. They adopted many English customs and laws, which have continued to the present day. But have you ever wondered how it happened that the American monetary system is based on the decimal system of dollars and cents rather than on the British pound? The term dollar is derived from the term thaler. The first thaler appeared in what is now the Czech Republic over 400 years ago. Over the centuries, the term was adopted for money used across much of Europe. The Spanish colonies in the New World struck silver 8 reales coins, which were also referred to as dollars. In the British colonies, there were constant shortages of circulating British money. As a consequence, coins from many other countries also circulated. The Spanish 8 reales, also called pesos and dollars, were the most common circulating coins during the colonial era. Consequently, when different colonies issued early paper currency, some were denominated in British pounds, shillings, and pence, but others were denominated in dollars and cents. When the Continental Congress issued its currency in the Revolutionary War era, all of these notes were denominated in dollars and promised redemption in Spanish milled dollars or their value thereof in gold or silver. After the Revolutionary War, the fledgling state governments adopted different monetary systems, which made commerce difficult. In 1784, Thomas Jefferson wrote Notes of the Establishment of a Money Unit and a Coinage for the United States. In this report, he recommended a federal decimal coinage system based on the dollar. The Latin term cent was suggested for the coin that was 1/100th of a dollar, and dime to indicate 1/10th of a dollar. The federal government adopted all of his recommendations. When America's first coinage act was enacted 8 years later, a group of Spanish silver dollars were weighed to determine the average weight. That average weight was incorporated as the legal definition of one U.S. dollar. Come back next Friday when I discuss how the dollar sign symbol came about. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.